Amran Osman, a 24-year-old who lives in Lewiston, says she's paying close attention to how candidates talk about the interconnected issues of substance abuse and mental health.
I have friends and like family members who struggled with that. That's an issue that's very important to me.
And it's an issue that Osman, whose family is from Somalia, spends a lot of time working on. She recently launched her own nonprofit organization called Generational Noor to address substance abuse and mental health challenges in immigrant communities. Osman says she wants to see a public response to these problems that emphasizes support rather than punishment.
I want to make sure that whoever I'm voting for is pro mental health and getting people help regarding that and not incarcerating individuals, specifically people of color.
Osman says she's also concerned about access to healthcare and the rising cost of housing. When it comes to finding solutions to these challenges, Osman says she wants Maine politicians to pay more attention to the concerns and perspectives of immigrant communities and communities of color, and not just during campaign season.
But it seems that people only listen to us when they're running, but once that ends, we're not there anymore. So our voices should be heard.
That frustration rings true for 27-year-old Muhammad Ahwil, whose family is also from Somalia and lives in Lewiston. Ahwil says he wants Maine's elected leaders to involve young people and people of color throughout the decision-making process, and he says he wants politicians to do that in a way that solicits feedback from a wide range of people, not relying on one person to speak for an entire community.
The tokenism game needs to be over. We need more representation at the table, more young people, more people of color.
Ahwil is a founder of Community Staffing Partners, a Lewiston-based company that focuses on connecting immigrants with employment opportunities. As someone involved in workforce development, Ahwil says two of the biggest barriers facing Maine are the state's aging population and shrinking workforce. And he sees encouraging more immigration as one answer to these challenges. To do that successfully, he says, Maine politicians need to make the state a welcoming place for immigrant families.
So I think, Maine being more welcoming as it has been for the past few years, we'd like to see a little bit more expanded because we are in trouble when it comes to workforce.
So Sonia Pak also wants to see Maine become more diverse and a more welcoming place for communities of color.
More people of diverse backgrounds wanting to move to Maine and benefiting from moving to Maine.
Pak was born in a refugee camp in Thailand after her family fled Cambodia. They resettled in Maine when Pak was just a few months old. Now 32, she lives in Biddeford and works for an agency that assists people with disabilities. Pak says she sees some encouraging signs when it comes to increased diversity in Maine, including an event she attended last month in Portland featuring about a dozen local political candidates from diverse backgrounds, including many who are immigrants.
If there was an event like that 5 or 10 years ago, it would have been a lot smaller. Seeing more diversity, that's what I'm more hopeful for.
But Pak says she worries that gentrification and the rising cost of housing pose long-term challenges for low-income and immigrant communities.
But as far as gentrification in this state, especially the greater Portland area, that's quite a concern there, and it's almost like counterproductive.
Sulwan Ahmed, who grew up in Portland after her family was forced to flee Sudan as refugees, says in her view, one barrier to change is the two-party system itself, because it limits voters' options when choosing which candidates to support.
The two-party system does hinder our ability to move forward as a community. And this is not just a Maine issue. This is kind of a national issue.
Ahmed says one of the issues she's most concerned about is climate change. But she says that the conversation around environmental issues in Maine often excludes people of color, due in part to lack of representation in elected politics, and she says, because it can be more challenging for people in low-income communities to take time out of their work days to advocate for policy changes. Ahmed says she wants Maine's elected leaders to work harder to make sure that their work is informed by the concerns and perspectives of communities of color.
We are active members in this community. And we are this community. We sustain this community. We make sure this community thrives. So ensuring that they are continuously having us at the table and finding ways to ensure that we are at the table.
And to remain at the table long after all the votes are counted on Election Day. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ari Snyder.